We've been talking about the Cowboys and Micah, and boy, it's just not hard to find people that are over Micah. I always find that amazing that the Cowboys could be stuck in this cycle of nothingness for three decades, and yet people are still willing to take Jerry's side in just about every negotiation. It's
including Jubb.
It's really fascinating that no matter how many times in a row Jerry says to you, money's more important to me than winning, people want Jerry to have even more money in order to save him from having to pay out money. Like, anytime there's a player versus Jerry, and I don't know if it's an age thing, I don't know if it's an athlete thing, or these athletes are so rich, and why should they get to drive nicer cars, and why, you know, whatever it is that inside a human. Maybe it's a small business owner who's had some employees want their wages put up a little bit, and maybe that's more resonant than the opposite, which is the unknown billions of an owner.
I think it's just that they love the laundry so much. They love that feeling of the 90s and being a winner and being associated with a winner. It's just a very powerful feeling. I'll never forget last year, got a party pass for the first time ever, and you would have thought that everybody's standing 30 people deep where you can't even see the field. You would have thought it was Christmas. They were that happy just to be there. And I was stunned because we only get the negative, but for so many people, it's just what they love. And we have to account for that too. So many people just love the Cowboys.
There is so much blind loyalty out there.
Yeah.
It's something that we don't understand.
No, and again, we do this often enough, these negotiations, that we actually know how the fans will ultimately feel. And almost every time, team versus player, they always take the team side. Now, that's changing, of course, and it's a generational thing. Younger people generally side with a player because they understand what the man trying to keep you down is like. But you can find many, many people that say, Micah has a contract, he should honor it no matter what, even though the team never honors any contracts in the NFL. But anyway, it is what it is.
So we've alluded to Micah's statement. He went on Twitter today and demanded a trade because negotiations have broken down. That basically he said that negotiations really haven't even started, that the Cowboys, that Jerry and Steven have talked to him, but when he directs them to his agent, they don't want to talk to his agent.
Yes.
And so he is at his wit's end, and so he feels like the only way to get the ball moving in any direction is to demand a trade. And so we want to, if you haven't had a chance to consume the full statement, we want to offer it up to you. But in order to do so, we wanted to do it in a fun way. And it's a figure that is well known to Ticket P1s. As a matter of fact, the inspiration for this character actually won the E-Brake today. Johnny E-Brake.
Really?
I'm really hitting that shaft. Well, do you mind if I keep it for a week while I go find another one of those? Because I'm hitting it so well. So I call my buddy over at Selinger Golf, who we do business with. Art and I have been friends for years, but Steve Stowe.
Yeah.
I said, hey, my shaft split in half. Can you go to Callaway and get me a new shaft? He goes, yeah. I said, good. Here's the shaft I want, and it's a ridiculous amount of money, but I'm killing it right now. He goes, all right, let me work on it. So this
when you say ridiculous, what are we talking about?
$350?
Okay. I mean, that's not absurd.
How much is head? How much is head? How much is a head? Just Connor, go.
Hey, no.
How much is a head? How much is the head?
He never fails to disappoint. That, of course, is Craig Rosengarten from the T-Box.
What a legend.
And
that was Micah's statement there?
No, but...
Why did you put the echo effect on them, by the way? You didn't need any extra on that, Ham.
No, that's where they were. Wherever incredibly their remote was.
So much reverb.
Well, we have a man in the capsule there who can imitate Craig Rosen impeccably well.
Boy, can he.
And so rather than Bob or I read you Micah's statement, here is the fake Craig Rosengarten reading you Micah's Twitter statement.
Yes, I wanted to be here. I did everything I could to show that I wanted to be a cowboy and wear the star on my helmet. I wanted to play in front of the best fans in sports and make this America's team once again. And my team, my pops, I grew up cheering for way up in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Unfortunately, I no longer want to be here. I no longer want to be held to closed door negotiations without my agent present. I no longer want shots taken at me for getting injured while laying it all alive. My organization, our fans, and my teammates, I no longer want narratives created and spread to the media about me. I purposely stayed quiet in hopes of getting something done, but since there's confusion out there, let me clear a few things up. I had my agent reach out to the Cowboys last offseason after my third year in hopes of getting a deal done early. Unfortunately, my team did not want to start any negotiations at that point. So, I was okay with that. I didn't want to complain and focused on the 2024 season after they met at me at the Combine. My agent informed me I should not wait for any other deals to get done because the price would only go up, and I didn't care and wanted to secure myself as a Cowboy long term. This was before any other pass rushers deals got done this offseason. I knew I wouldn't be leaving money on the table, but again, I was okay with that. Again, my radio silence as far as my extension. In March, I met with Mr. Jerry Jones to speak about and talk about leadership. Somehow the conversation turned to him trying to contract with me. Yes, I engaged in back and forth in regards to what I wanted for my contract, but at no point did I want to believe that this was supposed to be a formal negotiation. And I informed Mr. Jones that afterward my agent would reach out thinking this would be get things done. But when my agent reached out, I spoke to Adam. He was told that the deal was pretty much already done. My agent, of course, told him he wasn't the case. I also reached out to Stephen Jones. Again, the team decided to go silent. At that point, we decided we would allow the team to reach out to us whenever they decided they would want to talk, yet still not a call. Email, text to my agent about starting negotiations. Up until the day, the team had not had a single conversation with my agent about the contract. Not one demand has been made by my agent about money, years, or anything else. Still, I've been quiet, but again, after repeated shots of myself and all the layers, I have made a tough decision. I no longer want to play for the Dallas Cowboys. My trade request has been submitted to Stephen Jones personally.
Wow.
It's hard hitting.
My head hurts listening to
it. Sounds like his does too. Wow. Well, that's quite a statement there.
Now, if Micah was at the negotiating table and he sounded like that, then maybe I would side a little bit more with the Cowboys. Like, okay, maybe he's not all there. Maybe this isn't a smart investment. But no, Micah speaks way clearer than that.
Well, in the end, let's put a bow on this thing and move on for the weekend. In the end, he's probably not getting traded. He's probably getting signed, but it will also probably take all of the month of August. So,
God.
Great.
You can either
it's the first!
You can either get obsessed with every little development on this, or you could say, wake me up when it's done. I'm not positive we have the same choice, given what we do for a living, but He's not getting traded. He's not going anywhere.
And if
right?
they do, Cowboys have a great recent track record of winning trades. So nothing to worry about there either.
That's a great point. They always win their trades.